What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer. This is take two, apparently, here for the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. The Pearl Project Podcast daily coming at you on this Tuesday night right here in Manhattan's home. The K-State University just recorded a good one. Apparently, technology sucks. So we're going to do this one more time here on the podcast. So I apologize for my tone. Very frustrated at the moment. But if it's your first time listening to the podcast, welcome on board to the show. Apologize for my angerness toward technology, but it's what it is. We're going to go right on through it. It's going to be a little bit shorter than the first one was, because that was good. And then, of course, technology wants to screw everything up. But Daniel Green, first off, I'll start with him. Me and Alex talked about it last night during last night's recording, and even before we hit the record button last night. Oh, by the way, that's episode 182 of the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly up right now, wherever you get your podcast. And I recorded a rapid reaction following K-State's upset, getting upset by Mizzou over the weekend, 27-24. So you want more on that, go check that out there as well. But Dan Green now officially will have to miss the rest of the year due to an injury that I don't know. They didn't explain what the injury was. So, very unfortunate. This guy came back, decided to come back when he really should have probably put his name in the NFL draft bucket there. Decided, I want to come back, get better for one more year and have a chance to play with his team. That is not going to happen now. Well, he won't be able to finish on the football field due to another unfortunate injury. So, Missouri, where he led the team in tackles last weekend against Mizzou, he has definitely played his last game as a Wildcat. Very sad coming out of that. You feared the worst there. Play hurt throughout the game. I mean, look, I don't know when he got hurt, obviously, there. So all I knew from multiple sources, even our co-host for the Pearl Project Podcast, Alex Ayton, said, told me that he played hurt there as well, which I wasn't really aware of that at the moment in time. Obviously, you're already caught up in the moment of that. So, very unfortunate news for the K-State defense. Now they're going to have to pick up the pace. Now, if you want to have a shot at getting back to Arlington, we know what Austin Moore is all about. It's now up to the other folks in that linebacking core, which has a lot of depth. We talked about that repeatedly over the summer, and now that depth is going to be tested now for sure. So you got guys, Desmond Purnell, others, Jake Clifton. He was hurt in the opening game as well. So some of these guys, these linebackers, going to step up to the plate and deliver, if you want to say that, there as well. So very unfortunate news coming out of K-State football. Dan Green ruled out for the rest of the season. Very tough break there as well. Jerome Tang, back to the basketball court, right? Jerome Tang searching for his last guy. Finally got him yesterday in signing Will McNair Jr. yesterday. A little bit on McNair Jr. I'm not going to go all over it because that was the first recording. I went over all that information. Gets wiped away, right? Will McNair, originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania there, where he played his high school ball, but he comes from two colleges, right? New Mexico State and Mississippi State there, 6'11", 265-pound forward there as well. Another veteran guy with a lot of playing experience now added to finish off the roster for Jerome Tang and his staff for 2023-24. Everything opens up for men's basketball in the beginning of November. Of course, we know their first game against Bronny James and USC Trojans on the 6th out there, November 6th out there in Vegas there as well. So what's recapping for you on the transfer portal for K-State men's basketball, right? Taylor Perry was first to sign from the transfer portal from North Texas, right? Then Arthur Kuluma from Creighton, right? Second guy. Then Quez Glover. Yes, Quez Glover. I had to refresh my memory on that one. Glover coming from Florida, Stanford, and finally to round out the roster in a transfer portal, guys, Will McNair. I want to say Will Glover for whatever reason, but it's Will McNair Jr. coming from Mississippi where he last played a year ago there as well. Let's see, in a number, I'll say it again on this recording, 3,307 points combined with the four transferees. That's a lot of points and a lot of experience as well, but too shy of 350, 348 games between the two of them as well. Let me see if I can get the Mississippi State games here, stats here, because that's what I'm going to focus on right here on this podcast. McNair helped his former team now, former Collegiate College, Mississippi State, to a 21-13 overall record, including a 8-10 record in conference play, and delivered Mississippi State their first trip to the NCAA tournament, going all the way back, not all the way back necessarily, but back to 2019. He was one of six players to see action all 34 games a year ago, averaging only 3 points a game, three rebounds a game, and he shot 45% from the field there as well. So Jerome Tang finally finds his guy to fill out the roster here for 2023-24. And look, all of a sudden, I think K-State has reloaded on the basketball side. You're already placing two all-conference guys, two All-Americans, a Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel, and you feel it pretty good. I mean, yes, you missed out on opportunities with a couple of big guns out there, big guys out there. You had your opportunities there, couldn't get them. But when you look at this group alone, the four transferees, I think you reloaded. Taylor Perry knows how to score the basketball. We saw that. Not necessarily saw that, but we came up with that during their time in the Middle East. Perry went off a couple of times in some of those games there as well. So Kaluma, he also had played decent out there as well. But let's not forget about some of our homegrown talent as well. Gasan, Naquan Tomlin, more notably him as well, and a few others there as well that I probably haven't mentioned yet as well. So definitely anxious to see when we get to November, how this is going to play out for K-State men's basketball there. They'll have an exhibition game on the 1st of November. And, of course, I already mentioned the anticipated opener out in Las Vegas against USC. Trojans, of course, their star player in Bronny James, LeBron James' son. They're going to be going against him. So definitely a lot to look forward to there on that end. Men's golf keeps on keeping on. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. Daily take two in the career here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State Wildcat, K-State University, home of the Wildcats, folks. Golf, right? And I'll touch on this a little bit, hopefully, down here later on this week, obviously, but I'll just go ahead and touch on it now. Golf, men's golf, pick up right where they left off yesterday, holding off Southern Illinois at the Wildcat Invitational held right here, Colbert Hills Golf Course yesterday. Picking up right where they left off, another win for Grant Robbins and his squad getting it done there as well. I do have a quote from Grant Robbins here. I'm going to go ahead and read it right now here on this podcast. Quote, I'm really proud of how the guys competed this week. It was a nice team win as everybody contributed. Coach Robbins said, and we'll continue on here. I was really proud of the poise we showed down the stretch today. It got pretty close there toward the end, but we hit the shots and made the putts we needed to. It was a great experience for us this early in the season, and definitely something we can build on, end quote there as well. Look, the return of, let's see, yeah, so Luke O'Neill, Cooper Schultz, Nicholas Mason, head this team, obviously, this year. You look at, I'm just going to go right down the roster here. Let's see, Alex Lindstrom, JP Roller played a huge impact on this game, and apparently getting a guy transfer. Speaking of transfers here tonight on this podcast, Ian McCreary transferred from Missouri St. Louis, was tied for 27th there as well. And a couple of freshmen on this team as well in Bryant Pohill and Harry Bent. Also, Ben Stroller got in the action there as well. So definitely it's a veteran squad slash Lou Young on the young side on the back end as well. But the K-State men's golf team, they were ranked last year, all year pretty much last year, pick up right where they left. And remember that the team missed out on getting into the NCAA tournament last year. So Ray Robinson, this team picking up right where they left off a year ago, winning these invitationals. They beat Southern Illinois again to win and to basically they protect home field pretty much. But this was at Coburg Hills Golf Course. For those that don't know, that's right out here. I live close to the golf course out there by Old Chicago and some of those nicer offices over there in that part of town. So definitely a cat's hold serve there as well. So congratulations on that big win for men's golf on the Monday. So yeah, volleyball they play later on this week. I believe Thursday. I believe women's soccer. Let me switch my tab to them real quick. I thought they played tonight. And let me just get it out real quick. Sorry about that. Let's see. Nope, but they do play on Thursday. So a lot of activity on Thursday. Yeah, I thought they played tonight. No, it's Thursday. So volleyball and women's soccer, women's volleyball, I should percentualize there. They will both be in action on Thursday. And, of course, Saturday night is the Big 12 opener for K-State football 2-1. They're going to be taking on the UCF Golden Knights coming here in Manhattan in their Big 12 debut after disposing of Villanova last week, 40-14. They got their backup quarterback in there, but he looked pretty good in that one as well. So you cannot take this team lightly at all. Case is going to have their hands full. You don't have your leader, emotional leader now, in Dan Green, on this football field. What are you going to do with it? Can you get up and bounce back? And what I saw here today, themes at this week, a lot of pissed off players this week, and they should be, right? Because, look, if a couple more bounces your way in that game, you win that football game last week. But just too many mistakes in all phases. Coaches, there are a couple plays on offense they missed. Defense, too much miscommunication in the back end. They better get that corrected because they play like that on Saturday night. And, again, weather permitting, apparently. But hopefully they'll be clear skies. It's going to be a super busy weekend for yours truly. I get that out of the way right now. Back and forth trips to KC this weekend between all the Indies games. I got to go attend to, primarily on Saturday night with a football game. But, yeah, that's the most important one there. When UCF comes calling 7 o'clock Central Time, for those of you that cannot make the game, that's going to be FS1. So, K-State looking to respond after giving away to Missouri, really, the game to Missouri. Yes, Missouri played well, but K-State missed a couple opportunities to really close out Missouri late in that football game. We'll see if that pissed off mentality translates to some home cooking for K-State right here in Manhattan, Kansas on Saturday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, community edition, wherever you get your podcast, part of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, literally. Act two, because I recorded this just 10 minutes ago, and technology wants to be technology, so very frustrating with it. Hopefully, this will hit it out of the park. If not, I'm not recording this again. So we'll see what happens there as well. But if you love what you're listening to, definitely make sure you spread the word about the True P Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, my co-host, Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of the Purple Project Podcast.